opportunity.
Parashat Yitro, this is chapters 18, sentence 1. Vayishma Yitro. The Torah starts that Yitro heard. Kohen Midyan Choten Moshe. This kind of titles that contradicts itself. Kohen Midyan, the simple explanation means that he is a priest. Even though there's one opinion in the Gemara, it means over here Kohen, it means a minister. But one opinion in the Gemara means he's a priest of Midyan. Of course, he's not anymore a priest, he's no longer a priest. If you remember in Parashat Shmot, Moshe Rabbeinu arrived to Midyan, and this is about 13 years ago, Israel already had no relationship with the people in Midian after he resigned his post and said he doesn't believe anymore in worshipping idols. And therefore, the Torah says that his daughters took the sheep to the well to get water for the sheep. Says the Gemara, what happened? How come Yitro sending his daughters? The Gemara says, no one wants to have to do anything with Yitro, because the people of Midian, since Yitro resigned his job as the priest of Midian, and he said he doesn't believe anymore. Not only that, the Gemara says he went and he made a garage sale and he sold all his statues. Nevertheless, here comes the Torah and says, gives him a title, Vayishma Yitro Kohen Midyan. He said, no, wait, at least, thank you, Torah. 13 years later, after he resigned the post, and not only he resigned the post, the people in Midian put like a cherem on him. When he do it, the Gemara says, like a curse. He said, no one is allowed to talk to him and say hello to him and works for him. So nevertheless, the Torah says, Kohen Midyan. It's not Kohen Midyan. It says he was Kohen Midyan, but he stopped it already. Not only that, the Gemara says that this week's parasha, Yitro already regrets that ever he did some kind of worshipping idols, and he's going to convert. So says the Gemara, so you're never allowed to tell a convert, remember, you used to be a goy. It's a sin. So the Torah, when the Torah talks about Yitro, the Torah says his heart is Kohen Midyan. He is a priest in Midyan. What is a priest in Midyan? It's Lashonah about him. Besides that, we know it from Parashat Shmot, that he used to be the priest, and he's no longer the priest anyway. Not only is he no longer the priest, they don't consider him as a priest. Nevertheless, the Torah talks about him, it says, Hoel Midyan, he's a priest. Again, it's one opinion. Another opinion means only he's a minister, but one opinion is a priest, Choten Moshe. Choten Moshe, and it says he is Moshe's father-in-law. So, of course, we know it. I mean, Torah doesn't tell it to me. Torah doesn't need to repeat. We know, in Parashat Shmot, Moshe Rabbeinu arrived to Yitro's house, and after 10 years he was in jail, Yitro took him out, and he got married to Zipporah, Yitro's daughter. Torah doesn't every time to say the word Yitro, they say this Choten Moshe. What is Choten Moshe? You don't need to know it. Et kol asher asa Elokim le-Moshe u-le-Israel amo, he heard what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Moshe and to Am Israel, says the Gemara, he heard Kriyat Yam Suf, meaning he heard what happened in Yam Suf, according to Rokeach Ramban's Rebbe, 90 million Egyptians drowned in the water. 90. That says he heard it. And also he heard Mechemet Amalek. That Amalek arrived. Kiyotzim Hashem et Yisrael Mitzrayim, Hashem took us out of Egypt. So therefore, comes the Gemara and says, Yitro, when he heard it, he made up his mind, he is going to convert. He takes Zipporah, Moshe's wife, that was stayed by him, the two children, It says the Torah says, repeats it to repetition, that Zipporah had two children. The first one, his name was Gershom, because Moshe said, was a stranger in a strange country. The question is, who is a strange country? If he refers to Egypt, he refers to Midian. The Torah says, Yitro is going to take back to Moshe, that he is in the desert now, his wife and the two children. And the Torah says again, the name of the child, even though we know the name of the child, in Parashat Shemot, the Torah already said the name of the child. And the Torah also said in Parashat Shemot, the reason for the name of Gershom, the Torah repeats it. I said, what does it make to me? What is to know now the names of Moshe's children, or Zipporah's children? It's not really important for me. It says, the story is, I don't know if the story is important or not important, but let's assume now the story is important, that I have to know that story. Yitro is going now to the desert to meet Moshe Rabbeinu, to bring his wife, it means his daughter, that's Moshe's wife, and her children. So I have now to know the names of the children. What does it make? What is the passport control over there? Second one is Eliezer, Kelokei Avi Bezrim, Yatsin Mechev Paro. And it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu, my father's God, he helped me and saved me from the sword of Paro. And the Gemara said it refers to when Datan went to Paro and told him that Moshe killed the Egyptian. Paro commanded and ordered Moshe to come to the palace. He wants to kill Moshe. And the Gemara says that the soldiers over there became blind, deaf, and Moshe was able to run away for his life. So when he went away to his life and he came to Yitro's house and finally got married to Zipporah, so the second son, he called him Eliezer and says, God, help my father and help me when I was able to run away from Yitro. He says, okay, this is the first time, of course, that we find this name in the Torah and the explanation for the name. Nevertheless, what does it make now to you when Yitro takes the children to Moshe Rabbeinu? The Torah says, what's the name of the children and the reason for the name? They came to the desert, and Moshe is in the desert inside the cloud. He sends a messenger, or he shot an arrow. He says, I'm your father-in-law, I'm coming to you. Please come outside and let me come inside. The Gemara says the cloud in the desert was very heavy fog on top of Am Yisrael, so almost no one was able to penetrate to go inside, unless it's a person that was inside the cloud and he came outside for a reason, he finds his way back. But a different person that wanted to go inside, he cannot go inside. You cannot just go inside the cloud. The cloud was very heavy fog. It was like the darkness in Egypt. So Yitro said to Moshe, please come outside and get me to come inside. Comes the Gemara and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, please go greet him. The man means well. He is fully believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he came over here, what we call Hashem Shamayim, for God's sake. Even though Moshe did not want to go, after Hashem told him to go, he says, he says, Moshe was outside. Says the Gemara, when Am Yisrael saw Moshe is going out of the cloud, was a very strange thing, that Moshe leaves the cloud. Says the Gemara, Am Yisrael accompanied Moshe. Says the Gemara, an enormous amount of people, when they saw Moshe going out of the cloud, came along with Moshe, accompanied Moshe, to see where Moshe is going, and they all come and respect. Yitro says the Gemara, the big respect. Yitro heard that Moshe goes outside the cloud. Of course, it's his father-in-law, but now all of Israel joining, all of Israel, says the Gemara, says an enormous amount of people. They go around outside the cloud with Moshe Rabbeinu to greet Yitro. Vayishtachu vayishaklo, bow down to him, gave him a kiss. Again, it's his father-in-law. The Gemara says, from this you learn that you have to respect your father-in-law. He says, Moshe went down to him, and he kissed him. Nevertheless, what is the purpose that Torah tells us this? Even though it happened, what does it make to us if Moshe went down to him, Moshe kissed him? They said hello to each other. The Gemara says that Moshe brought him to a tent, that tent was used for Torah. It means Moshe used to give lectures in that tent. The Torah emphasized. Yitro arrived, Moshe bowed down to him, Moshe gave him a kiss, and Moshe took his hand and brought him inside the tent. The Gemara says, that tent is the tent of Torah. This is the tent that Moshe taught to us. Says, what did he make? What did he make with Moshe? Well, he thought, you know, he went. He took him to have pizza with him, to have a coffee with him. He's standing in the street. It says he's going to take him to Moshe's tent. No, the Gemara says, that's what it means. They came to that tent. The Gemara says it means the tent that was used for lectures. It says, what is the difference? Why the Torah has to tell you that? And who cares less? Where did Moshe take him? Nevertheless, the Torah says, that's what Moshe took him, to that tent. Moshe told him the whole story. In Egypt, what happened? Even though Yitro knows everything, Moshe tells him. He says, so Yitro, probably Yitro saw it in the newspaper. And Yitro was a very important person, first of all, in the regime of Egypt, before he left Egypt. And now he was an important person in Midian, even though maybe people did not consider him, but still he had a position in Midian. And so Moshe doesn't have to tell him anything. Everybody knows what happened in Egypt. And it's not a secret. It's a few months ago. So it happened in Egypt, or happened outside. Yitro, again, was a minister in the cabinet of power. So, of course, he got some information. What's going on? And then Moshe tells him. Moshe goes, tells him, takes him inside the tent, and he tells him what happened in Egypt. He says, oh, not only that, he's telling you what happened in the desert after they left Egypt. They didn't have what to eat, they didn't have what to drink. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them. Yitro, after he heard everything, at that moment that he heard it, he told Moshe Rabbeinu, excuse me, I'm going to make Brit Milah for myself. And Yitro says the Gemara, the Yichad from the word chad, sharp, says the Gemara, Yitro took a knife, and he told Moshe Rabbeinu, that now, after you told me everything, and I heard everything, he's going to convert. I said, the Torah says it. It says stages. First, Yitro heard what happened. They made Yitro to decide to bring Moshe's wife and his children back to Moshe Rabbeinu. He comes inside. He comes inside the cloud. Moshe takes him to the tent that Moshe gives lectures. And then Moshe tells him the story. And after he hears the story, he says, Vayichad Yitro is going to convert on the spot. So the Torah emphasized that's how it went over there. So now he's going to become a Jew. He says he was happy. What happened is one of explanation. Whatever Hashem did to Am Yisrael, Hashem saved us. And Yitro, Baruch Hashem, she yitzichu miyad Mitzrayim paro. As Yitro blessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara, shame on Am Yisrael. No one, including Moshe, says the Gemara, did not say, thank God we came out of Egypt. Even though we said, as Yeshir says the Gemara, they thank to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they should have said, thank God. No one said, thank God. The first time that we find somebody saying, thank God, after you came out of Egypt, is Yitro. Says the Gemara, shame on us. None of us said Shema Yisrael, Yitro said Shema Yisrael. Very strange. Very strange. Yitro said, Shema Yisrael, said that, thank God, and no one else said, thank God. Baruch Hashem, asher etzil etchem miyad Mitzrayim miyad Paro. Thank God he saved you from Egypt and from Paro. Asher etzil etchem miyad Mitzrayim, he says he saved the nation from being a slave in Egypt. Now I know that God is the greatest from all the other forces and energies that are in this world. He says, because whatever the Egyptians wanted to do to you, you did to them. Hashem did to them. He says, Yitro took some sacrifices. Chachamim said, this is the sacrifice that the convert has to bring. He says, the Torah, that Aaron came, all the Chachamim, all going to sit down and join the meal with Yitro, lifnei Elokim. Lifnei Elokim means that they felt that they're sitting down and eating in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so it's a very high level of a party, of a feast, that everybody was joining Yitro in that feast, in that meal that he makes. Hamza Gemara says, well, I don't see the name of Moshe here in the party, in this feast. Says the Gemara, it's true. Moshe Rabbeinu did not sit down. Moshe Rabbeinu was serving. It's a very strange thing. He says, I didn't know according to Halacha. He says, it's a very strange. Moshe Rabbeinu was considered a king. A king is not allowed to be a waiter. It comes the Torah, the Gemara tells us here. The Torah says that Yitro was sitting down, and Aaron and all the old Chachamim came to sit down and eat with Yitro. Says the Gemara, where's Moshe? The Gemara says, Moshe is a waiter. Where is Moshe is a waiter? What's wrong with this guy? What's wrong with this guy to be a waiter? He says, this Moshe Rabbeinu, you're a king. The Gemara says, the king cannot forgive of his respect. A king cannot do a king's on the street for others because he is so-called the king, and the king has to have his dignity. You cannot do anything that takes us from your respect. Says the Gemara here, Moshe Rabbeinu is the waiter. Aaron sits down. All the Chachamim from the Sanhedrin, the important people sit down together with Yitro. They're having the steak, and Moshe Rabbeinu takes the plates. He says, even if it happens, says, what do you want? What made Moshe do such a thing? Of course, you have to respect your father-in-law, but there's a limit how much to respect your father-in-law. You don't have to be a slave. You call up a waiter. There's plenty of people over there. Plenty of Erev Rav and slaves that came out with the Jews out of Egypt. So you tell one of them, listen, mister, go serve. Bring the plates, bring the forks, bring the food. Serve it to the Chachamim. No, so the Gemara says, Moshe is the waiter. Very strange. Hey, Mochorat. Here comes the Gemara and says, this was the day after Yom Kippur, after Moshe Rabbeinu arrived in Yom Kippur with the second set of the Luchot, even though we didn't learn about it yet. But the Gemara says, that's what it means over here. That Yitro already here to do something for Am Yisrael. I says, what is this? It says, after Moshe Rabbeinu arrived, being in Shamayim 120 days, it comes down on Yom Kippur with the second set of the Luchot. It says, the next day, means the day after Yom Kippur, by Yeshua Moshe's Potatoram. Moshe sat down to judge the nation. It says, the Gemara says, it's not exactly from the morning to the night. But it means that Moshe is sitting down and thousands of people, maybe more than thousands, standing online, they have a kind of argument. It says, what kind of argument? So the Gemara says, well, mainly was not Am Yisrael, mainly was the Erev Rav that came along. As they had this kind of an argument and discussion, and they are standing in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe, the Yitro was sitting down, standing over there, saw that Moshe sits by himself. He said, how come you sitting by yourself? Excuse me. He says, everybody stands on you, and they try to find out things from you. He says, what is it all about? He says, the nation come. On the Erev Rav, they want to join Am Israel, they came out, the Egyptians, they have converts, they came out of Egypt. They want to know certain things. He says, maybe they have a kind of a matter. They come to me, I become a judge, I am an arbitrator between the people. I teach them the halachot, and I teach them the Torah. It's not good. Navolti Bol, he says, if you're going to continue to do like this, you're going to die. Gamata, you and also this nation. Asher, whoever is with you, they're also going to die. He says, this is not a job for one person. What I suggest you to do? Listen to what I say. Shema b'koli, he says, listen to my voice. Listen to my voice, he tells him. I said on purpose that statement. He says, Atah Shema b'koli. He says, now listen to my voice. We don't listen to my voice. Yatzcha, I want to give you an advice. B'ye l'olokim imach, yata l'amul ha'elokim. He says, you should be like the judge, the Supreme Court, the head of this system. He says, you're going to bring the matters, the questions, if you don't know, you bring it to Hashem. Tell them, you teach them. But says, please, Moshe Rabbeinu, you go choose people to help you that will be able to serve as judges to help you. Continues the Torah. It says, Yitro tells Moshe, you don't believe me? Go ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu if I'm right or not. Says the Gemara that Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, you know, your father is right. You better appoint judges. This job is too big for one man. You cannot sit down and judge, as we're talking about millions of people came out of Egypt. Only 600,000 between 20 and 60. Besides, elderly, old people, and younger than 20, men, ladies, it says millions of people. It says it's impossible. It says Hashem told Moshe, your father knows right. That's the question. So Moshe doesn't know it. Moshe doesn't know what to do. It says Yitro came with a genius idea that Moshe Rabbeinu, he is not able, he will not be able to survive and to do one man operation. You need to have court system, and Moshe should be the head on the court system. It says Moshe doesn't know such thing. And if he does or doesn't, what difference does it make? Comes the Gemara and says, you know, Yitro is such a special person. His name is Yitro. He used to be Yeter, says the Gemara. You know what it means? He says he made an extra paragraph in the Torah. What it means is the paragraph that talks about appointing judges and the condition, what is being required from a person to become a judge. He says, thank for Yitro, Moshe's father-in-law. And that's why the Torah tells you the story. It says, you should know, Yitro is here. He is going to give an advice to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu the advice. Is it true what this guy said? Hashem said, 100% true. It says, follow his instructions. Very strange. This is what you have to know the whole time. Chodesh HaShlishi, this is now the Torah, going to describe the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai. This is called Matan Torah. This was on the sixth day of Sivan, the seventh day of Sivan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down and told us the Ten Commandments. So that's how the scenery starts. Chodesh HaShlishi, in the third month after he came out of Egypt, this is Chodesh Sivan. That day they came to the desert. Sinai desert. They came to the desert. Am Israel parked in front of the mountain. Moshe went upstairs. Says, listen. Moshe is going up. So the Gemara says that an angel told Moshe Rabbeinu, please go upstairs. And Moshe is going up. Moshe is going up. Hashem tells him, listen, that's what I would like you to go and tell the nation. He says, tell them, Atem ritim ashit le Mitzrayim, you saw le makot in Egypt. I says, I brought you on the eagle's wings over here. Rabbi Yitzchem Elai, you here. Next to me, that's a simple explanation. Let's tell them like this. Now, im shamua tishme'u bekoli, if you listen to me, let's do if you listen to me. The Torah says, listen, Hashem tells Moshe, go tell them. If you're going to listen to me and you're going to keep my treaty, it's nothing to do if you listen to me. If you keep my treaty is enough. No. The Torah says, emphasize, that Hashem said, if you're going to listen to me and then you're going to keep what I make the treaty with you, then, you're going to be my treasure. I am the sole owner of earth. You're going to be for me officers, a holy nation. It comes to Gemara and says, that two sentences, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, as maybe preparation for Hashem's appearance, and Hashem emphasized and told Moshe, those are the words that you tell them, says the Gemara. What did Hashem mean in that statement? Says the Gemara, Hashem meant that Moshe should not miss one word or add one word. It says, excuse me, that's what you got to tell them. Don't say one extra thing. So what is the problem? What's the problem? So you say extra thing. And why over here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so careful and he tells Moshe, don't say one extra thing. And what do you think he would say, Moshe Rabbeinu, anyway? He would say, listen, be in front of our Sinai, have respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obey the rules, keep the mitzvot. Hashem said, no, don't say one extra word. What is the problem exactly? Why cannot say? And why Hashem is telling him here, don't say anything? Moshe came outside, came down, I mean, called the old people. He says he told them that. He told them, whatever Hashem said, we'll do. What do you mean they refer to? Hashem said, if you listen to me and you keep my treaty, you're going to be my treasure. Says the Gemara, Am Yisrael said, Naase. I said, we can do what Hashem said. Naase v'nishma, you don't find in this week's parasha. Naase v'nishma, you find next week's parasha. But it was not said on the same day. But it means the timetable is on the second day of the arrival to the desert. Then Am Yisrael said, we'll do. On the fifth day, they said, Naase v'nishma. This information you find in Parashat Mishpatim, in Parashat Mishpatim. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu built an altar. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote on the parchment from the beginning of Torah, from Sefer Bereshit, Parashat Bereshit, until this week's parasha. It's called Sefer HaBrit. And then, Am Yisrael said, the famous statement is called Naase v'nishma. The Stavin HaSev Nishma by itself needs to be explained. What is that statement that Hashem loved it so much? What's Na'asev Nishma? It says, we'll do and we'll listen to all the Chachamimes. Of course, the Gemara talks about it as well. It says, if you say we'll do, you don't have to say we'll listen. Not only that, after you say we'll do, there's no more I will listen. We should have said, I will listen and I will do. That's perfect as well. It says, no. I will do and I'm going to listen. It says, after you do, what has to do with listen? Nevertheless, it's not seven Ishma important. In order to understand really the purpose of Hashem's appearance, why did Hashem appear to us? What is the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to talk to us? Comes the Gemara and says, you know, and Moshe came down to Am Yisrael and told them the statement, Hashem said, if you're going to listen to me, they said, you want to know something, Moshe? We would like very much and prefer that Hashem should speak to us. It's not the same if you hear it from the messenger or from the person that sent the messenger. You said Hashem told you to say that statement. Let us hear it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I said, where are you getting it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What do you hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says, that statement, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never say that. Instead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say 10 commandments. He says, so what do you hear better from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you don't hear from Moshe? Not only that. He says, we already, last week parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu, in the place, it's called Mara, gave us some kind of laws. Shabbat, Kibud Av Va'em, the red cow. He says, that's what Hashem told me to teach you. I mean, so it's fine, perfect. They learned those halachot, those laws. In Egypt, before we left, Moshe Rabbeinu came and told us what to do. Take a sheep or take a goat, slaughter it, take the blood, put the blood around the door. It says how to eat it, with what to eat it. You have to have matzah, you cannot have chametz. You have to have maror, you have to have the maror together with the matzah, with the sacrifice of Pesach, with a piece of meat from the sheep and the goat. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu already told you a lot of things. He says, here, all of a sudden, they say, we want to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you want to hear him? Moshe just told you something. He told you a statement from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't believe Moshe anymore. You don't believe him. What did he tell you? He told you the one thing. If you listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you keep the mitzvot, you're going to be a treasure for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to be ministers for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and holy nation. So what do you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu for? What is he going to tell you? Why don't trust Moshe? Says the Gemara, no. They said, we would like to hear it from Hashem. Hashem said, oh, if that's what they want, Okay, I'm going to appear on Har Sinai. That's how the story goes. Comes the Gemara and says the Gemara a few statements. Statement number one, based on the sentence of Mishle. Hashem, it says, Shlomo HaMelech says like this, Hashem natan chokhmah, Hashem gave wisdom. Mipiv, from his mouth, dat utvuna. Dat, says the Gemara, it's called Ruach HaKodesh. It means that kind of a prophecy that you get from the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and tvuna means understanding. Says the Gemara like this. Let me explain to you how a person can achieve certain things. It says a person can be a very smart person, but he doesn't know how to use it. He can have a 195 IQ, 200 IQ, doesn't matter. But to function it and to use it in the right way, to get from the information that he has, from the wisdom, he should get from the wisdom the things, that's called tvuna, that's called a person that understands everything. It says that's from the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As well, says the Gemara, holy wind, that the person can be able to reach a certain level that he knows what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do or is going to tell him. Comes the Gemara and says, listen, the lowest level that what a person can get is called wisdom. Hashem natan chokhmah. Hashem gave wisdom. Wisdom means nothing because you don't know how to use it. As it doesn't matter how smart you are, but you have to figure out certain things. Figuring out certain things, says the Gemara, mipiv, from the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that, it's called holy wind, it's called Ruach HaKodesh, utvuna, it means understanding. It says, without this, means nothing. It says, what does it mean? It says, the Gemara, I'll tell you what it means. It means from the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he speaks to you, then penetrates into your ear, and penetrates into your ear, then you get it. Chamim says, you know, the Gemara says, if chas v'shalom, somebody hits somebody, and it harmed him. For example, the Gemara says, he poked by mistake, let's say. It doesn't matter, by mistake, not mistake, by a person, it doesn't matter, says the Gemara. Shugeg is like mizid. But somebody poked his friend's eye. Says the Gemara, what he has to pay him? The Gemara has to pay him for an eye. Says the Gemara, how do you pay for an eye? The machlok in the Rishonim, but there's a similar explanation. You take him to a market that will sell slaves, and you ask over there, one of the people, tell me, what is the difference in price between a slave that has two eyes and a slave has one eye? And the difference, you have to pay the guy because you damage his eye. It doesn't matter on purpose, not on purpose. That's halacha. It's in Perik HaChovel, Gemara Baba Kama. It's 8th Perik in Baba Kama. That sentence says, next is Parashah Parashat Mishpatim. It says you have to pay damages, the harm. It says you did to someone, you got to pay. It says whatever you did, you got to pay. It says you poked his eye, you pay for his eye. You cut his hand, pay for his hand. It doesn't matter, accident. No such thing as the word accident. A person is always responsible for damages. Says the Gemara, Adam, word, laulam, ben, shogeg, ben, mesid, ben, onus, ben, raton. It says, whatever you do, you got to pay. Fine. Says the Gemara, okay, somebody made his friend blind. Says the Gemara, so how do you pay him? The Gemara says, very simple. You go to a slave market, and you ask the guy, how much does it cost a slave? He's 35 years old, and this and this, it says, this is the amount. It says, what's going to be if this slave is blind? So the Gemara says, it's a price. It's a price, slave with eyes without eyes. Comes the Gemara and says, what happened if a person made his friend deaf? Deaf. By a mistake, he did something to him, he cannot hear. Says the Gemara, how much you got to pay? The Gemara says, what you got to pay is like the person is dead. Dead. Even though he's alive, he's only became deaf. Deaf. He only became deaf. The Gemara, no, he's dead. Says the Gemara, how much you got to pay him? You go to the market, and you say, how much is a slave? I says, tell you a certain amount. He says, that's the amount of a slave. He says, you got to pay the whole amount of the slave. Even though you only damaged his hearing just he cannot hear anymore. I says perfect, he can function, he can do anything. Says the Gemara, no, tenot mikulo, you got to pay like you killed him. I didn't kill him. Listen, when I made the person blind, I did just to pay for the eyes. When I took by mistake or another mistake a person's hand or two hands or two feet, anything, you just pay for the part of the body that you damage. It says, Chershor, no ten lo dme kulo. If you made somebody deaf, what you got to pay is the whole person. It's like you cut him to pieces, like you made him blind, like you cut his feet, like you cut his teeth, like you cut his hands, like damaged completely. Well, if that's not true, he can get a job. So Chamim, no, that's what it means. It means you should know, when you hear something, the words that you hear penetrates inside you and opens the system. He says, the power of words is, it comes from the mouth of a person, not on the radio, on the CD, on the cassette. And when somebody talks to you, that opens up, not just talk to you nonsense. He says, Mipiv dat tvuna. He says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks, it's actually what you get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you get the Holy Wind, and you get the understanding. To have so-called to understand and to figure with your wisdom how to solve the problem that you had. It says that is the power of the ear. It says without an ear, a person can be very smart, but he will not be able to figure things properly and always be right with his decision. It says a person that can be the smartest one, says Shlomo HaMelech, lo lachachamim lechem. Sefer Kohelet Shlomo HaMelech says no. It doesn't matter how smart you are, how much wisdom you got, you will not be able to get bread because you're smart. When are you going to get bread? Mipiv dat tvuna, in Sefer Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech says, is when you hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from his mouth, so-called, you're going to get from his mouth, from his sounds, from the words that he talks to you, you're going to get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu these two conditions, two things that you need to live on this earth. Is called Da'at Tvuna, it's called Ruach HaKodesh, and understanding. I said, understanding, it means you have wisdom, but you don't know how to use the wisdom. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to you, that you'll be able to use the wisdom. It says, the Gemara, continues the Gemara. Person goes to a doctor, says the Gemara, it hurts him, he has a sore throat, if something hurts him, an earache, so the doctor will give him medicine for the part of the body that hurts him. The next day, says the Gemara, he comes again, something hurt him in his foot, in his hand, in his stomach, he gets medicine for this. Says the Gemara, you know, there's one medicine that helps everything. Says the Gemara, this is Yishayahu HaNavi hints. It says, Shim'u utechi nafshechem. It comes the Gemara and says a statement you should know when you learn Gemara or when you learn Chumash. What you have to do is, says the Gemara, you have to pronounce it. Not with your eyes or just moving your lips. That's not enough. What you got to do, you have to hear what you say. Chayim hema lemotzayim. Says the Gemara, when you learn, read it. Not read it. Make sure you hear what you say. Make sure. Is why I have to hear it? For what? It says Navi Yishayahu. It says a person that doesn't feel well. It says the Gemara, Achash Beroshu Yasek Betorah. It says, you didn't have a headache. It says the Gemara, listen, go learn. It says, well, I did. It didn't help me. It says the Gemara, Torah Magna. It says the Gemara, Torah can protect you. The Torah protects you? I don't know. How's going to talk protect me? Say, Chachamim, look. Let's see Parasha. We arrived to a place that's called Mara. The water was bitter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe screamed to Hashem. Hashem told him, you know, take a tree, throw it into the water became sweet. And Torah says like this statement. Bayomer. Hashem told Moshe, Im shamo tishma lekol Hashem elokecha, if you're going to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Azantale mitzvotav, you listen to the mitzvot. You're going to keep it. כל המחלה שמתי את מצרים לשים עליך כי אני השם רופאיך. All the sicknesses that I put in Egypt, I'm not going to put in you. But the Torah says, אם שמוע תשמע לכל השם עליך, אלוקיך. He says, the Torah talks to you. That eventually when you read Torah, you have to hear the Torah. So when you learn something, it's not enough just reading it with your eyes or just mumbling it. It says, pronounce the words. If you pronounce the words, it goes via your ears. It says the ear has so much power that the ear transfer to the system the words of Torah, and there those words heal you. Next Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu last week parasha. Go tell them. There was bitter water. I told you to make it sweet. This is what I'm going to teach you something. In order for you to be healthy. Healthy doesn't mean just physical. It means spiritual. It means your brain should work properly. That you're going to make your right decisions in your lifetime. It says you're never going to get sick. It says you're going to have a headache. Chas v'shalom, you learn Torah. It says, it didn't help me. Should I tell you why it didn't help you? Because when you learn, you did not hear the words. You must hear it. Im shamoa tishma bekol Hashem elokecha. That's the secret of whatever we say, Shema Israel. We say Shema Israel. We don't say Shema. We don't say Shema. Shema means listen. We don't say Shema. The second paragraph, you say Shema Israel. Daya. Im shamoa tishmu el mitzvotai. If you're going to listen to the mitzvot. It doesn't do with listen to the mitzvot. But it's a listen. If you keep the mitzvot, you don't understand. Keep the mitzvot is one stage, one level. But mipiv dat tvuna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shlomo HaMelech, when he speaks to you, the energy of the mouth, so-called of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll see later maybe what it is, but whatever it means, Shlomo HaMelech says it in Mishle, from the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you hear him, it goes into your ears. When it goes into your ears, it heals you. It goes into your ears, it's going to open up your wisdom, that you'll be able to figure out how to behave and what to do in your lifetime, in your day lifetime. It says what to do in your business, how to run your life, and surviving all the sicknesses. So the Gemara says it's a privilege. So you see, Hashem gave you Torah, Hashem gave you the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Halachot. It says, okay, you think it's the laws. It's not the laws. It's that when you read it, it means the Torah so-called talks to you. The Torah talks to you, you have to hear it. If you hear it, it goes into your ears. It says the ear is the most important part of our system. It says because via the ear that we have, says Yeshayahu HaNavi, Shim'u utechi nafshechem. When you hear it, when you listen, you're going to be alive. Says the Gemara, you don't have to go to a doctor for every little ache that you have. He says, the general medicine, illness for you, is the Torah. But you have to hear what you're learning. If you're just going to mumble it, you're just going to look in your eyes, it won't have the energy. It has to penetrate via our ears. And this is the secret. Where it says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's the secret of Sevayim Shamoa. That's the secret that the Kadosh Baruch Hu hears in the Torah, tells Moshe Rabbeinu, God tells them that statement. It says, Im Shamoa Tishmu Bekoli. It says, if you listen, if you hear me, it says, if you hear me, why do I have to hear you? Just tell them, if you keep the mitzvot, you don't understand. In order for you to keep the mitzvot, in order for you to understand that Hashem gave you those mitzvot as a privilege, not as Chas v'shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you a hard time. It says, keep those mitzvot. It says, keep those mitzvot after you hear it. It says, when you learn the Torah talks to you, penetrates inside you, heals your brain, and now your brain functions, and now your body is healthy. This is the secret. That's the secret that through the whole Torah, every time you see, Hashem said, Shamo tishma. It says, listen to me. I'm not to listen to you. Listen. Tell me what to do. He says, no. I want you to listen to me. That's what Hashem said. That's with Parashah. If you listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kani Hashem Rofech, I'll heal you. He says, how am I going to heal you? From what? How is Hashem going to heal me? The words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that penetrates inside us, it goes in our system, this is the power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us ears. It's not just to hear and to listen. It's for mainly to open up our system, to understand and to have the Holy Wind of Ruach HaKodesh. You must hear it in your ear. And that is the secret. And Am Yisrael on the second day said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Naaseh will do. They said, Naaseh v'nishma. Naaseh v'nishma is a powerful statement. What it means is will do. But let me tell you something. V'nishma. We want to hear it. We want to hear it from you, because when we hear it from you, we know exactly what you want us to do. And it says, the Kaddish tells you something, sometimes you didn't understand it. It says, it doesn't matter how smart you are. You have to know how to figure out things. It says, from your wisdom. It says, that called Tevuna. It says, sometimes you want to know what Hashem wants from you. That's called Ruach HaKodesh, it's called Holy Wind. It says that you get it only when you hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The scientists, it's written in the book 100 years ago, the scientists said 200 years ago, if you go on Mount Sinai, in Sinai desert, you're still able to hear sounds that still are there from the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. Because the power is not Hashem revealed himself. It's Hashem came and gave us the Ten Commandments. It says when Hashem said the Ten Commandments, says the Gemara, and we heard the Ten Commandments, it penetrated inside us. That thing really gave us the edge that we able to understand, not just to have wisdom and to have Ruach HaKodesh, and so-called injected us, so-called the flu shot. You're not going to get sick. That's the flu shot. It's not what you get in the pharmacy. A flu shot is when you hear the Torah. So the Gemara says, Chaim Motzeim, says, when you learn, you must say it with your mouth. Not because it has to come from your mouth, because it has to be heard. Because you have to hear Torah. When you hear Torah, when you come to lectures, when you hear Dvar Torah, it's not enough to read it or to listen to CD means nothing. It says, this is called you busy with the Torah. But it's not what Hashem had in mind. Hashem had in mind the Torah should heal you. It says, Ki hem chayenu v'or chemenu. That's what we say in Arvit before Shema Yisrael. It says, Torah is our life. The orech yameinu. Torah is going to make our life longer. What does it mean? So of course, it means, you know, Torah is a holy thing. And if you learn Torah, no, it's not. It actually, it's a physical thing. It says the Torah will make you live longer. The Torah will make you stay and be alive. It says because the Torah is the medicine. And Shlomo HaMelech has a whole chapter, chapter 3 in Sefer Mishneh. He says the whole Torah is medicine. But again, says the Gemara, says Shlomo HaMelech, Chayim Imol Motzeim, he says, when you say the Gemara, when you say it, when you hear it. So that's the whole secret. Hachamim say it's called Naaseh V'Nishma. On the second day, we only said Naaseh. On the fifth day, Moshe Rabbeinu took an parchment and wrote on the parchment from the Parashat Bereshit, the whole Sefer Bereshit, until this week's Parasha. Then the Torah says, Beikra Mesefer HaBrit. So Moshe Rabbeinu took this parchment, all of Israel was standing, Moshe Rabbeinu read it. He says, when the words of Torah penetrated inside the ears, they said, Naaseh V'Nishma. Now we understand that we have to hear it. If you hear it, now I can figure out things. Now I feel I'm healthy. I feel I have no sicknesses. There are people who promise us less. Come to Chachamim and tell us, you should know, when you hear something, you have to learn what you hear. Remember, it was a tsunami. 500,000 people died in no time. It says, what do you learn from that? I said, okay, from now on, I'm not going to the beach over there in Southeast Asia. It says, this is a tsunami. It says, no. It says, what you have to learn from it, why the tsunami came, who made the tsunami? It says, Vayishma Yitro, Choen Midyan. The Torah says, I want to explain to you something. This guy Yitro, originally, he was a priest. Now he's Choten Moshe. What is Choten Moshe? It says he is happy that he's Moshe's father-in-law. And so what happened? He said, when he heard Yom Suf, when he heard Hashem split Yom Suf, when he heard that we had a war with Amalek, he started to think. He said, it's not the news that I watched the news. I said, happened here, happened there. He says, no. This is, says the Gemara, all the goyim. The whole world heard Hashem split Yom Suf. No one came forward and said, I want to become a Jew. Hashem told Moshe, that's the only one, Itro. He says, you know why? Because he used his ears to sift the information and to learn from what he heard what is really the bottom of that story, of that scenery. So when Yitro heard about Yom Suf, it's now for sure I know there's an entity called Hashem, even though that he didn't worship Avodah Zarah already, but it doesn't matter. He says, until now he didn't know, he was in the gray area. When he heard Yom Suf, he says, it penetrated inside his ears. He says, now I know what it means. I figure out what I got to do. And that's what Torah is going to tell you. That he comes, and says, Moshe takes him to the tent. He says, what tent is this? He says, a tent of lectures. And Moshe is going to lecture to him. And when Moshe lectures to him, then he hears it. When he hears it, it penetrates inside the system. Penetrates inside the system, open up his brain. Open up his brain, he figure out something. He says, in that moment that Moshe spoke to him, he told Moshe, excuse me 1 second. He says, you have a knife? He took a knife, he went to the other room, he made himself Brit Milah. He says, what made him to do the Brit Milah? And until that moment, he thought, I should convert, I should not convert. He says, maybe I will convert. He says, when did he really convert? He says, he converted when he heard Torah. He says, that's what the Gemara says. It's the Yeshua of a person to make the right decisions is only via Torah, and only if he hears it in his ears, that opens up the system. It says the Gemara, Shem Olam Yisrael. It says, none of us said Baruch Hashem. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu cast out of Egypt. It says, Yitro is saying Baruch Hashem. It says, you know why? Because Yitro knows what is the secret of the ears of the person. So when you hear something, you don't take it for granted. It says, literally, you know, that's what happened. This is the news. It says, you have to think thoroughly what's behind that story that you just heard. It says, Yitro was the only one that sat down and thought. It says, what is really the Holy Yom Suf business? It says, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it on purpose. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it? He says, now I know, because this is a punishment because they threw the children into the Nile, or because they participated in the meeting against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, this is the power of this Yitro. That's what Torah tells you, listen, you know how powerful this man. He says, he sees Moshe Rabbeinu sits down, after he came down from Shamayim, he judges the people, he tells Moshe, listen, you're going to die, and the nation's going to die. Don't believe me, go ask Hashem. He says, the Torah says, the Gemara, Moshe went to Hashem. Hashem said, yeah, your father-in-law is right. He says, excuse me, Moshe, what happened to you? What happened to you, Moshe Rabbeinu? Just a simple thing. What do you think? You'll be able to judge the nation, talking about millions of people standing here, and every day it's going to be a line of 10,000 people. You'll be able to manage it. He said, what's wrong with you? He says, nothing. He says, it doesn't matter how much wisdom you have. You have to know how to figure out. That's called Tevuna. It's called Mipiv Dat Tevuna. It says, from the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chachamim say, the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Malchut Kingdom. It says, you have to hear from a person as well. It says, you go and you hear something from somebody. You hear a shiur, you have to know the mouth of the person is very pure and clean mouth. Says Chafetz Chaim, you know, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. Says Chafetz Chaim, you know what Lashon Hara does. The Chachamim said, I tell you what Lashon Hara does. The same way that the Torah does, it opens up the system, that the system is clear, and the words of Torah penetrate inside your brain. And now your brain, the wisdom of your brain, will function, and you'll be able to figure out things. As well, your system is going to be pure inside, and the Torah will heal you. You know, Lashon Hara, or jokes, or non-Jewish music, the Gemara says, blocks the arteries, blocks the veins, and it doesn't work. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, this was Rabbi Meir Balanes, rabbi. It was on the level of Rabbi Akiva, was the Kabbalist, one of the biggest we ever had. And says the Gemara, one day to the next, he said, he doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. And says he's out. So what happened? Says the Gemara, he used to sing Greek songs. Says, what do you mean Greek songs? Says the Gemara, he used to listen to music, Greek music. And says, eventually he used to sing it. And says, the Chachamim says, oh, look what happened. He says, he heard non-Jewish music. He heard Goy music in his ears. You know what it does? It blocks the connection. What the Torah does, it opens the connection. The bad things, it's not Lashon Hara, and bad things blocks the connection. It's not talking about the sin. It says what the physical damage the person can have. It says if you hear something in your ear, it says you're not supposed to hear this nonsense. It says that thing that you heard blocks the arteries, blocks the ears. It says now the ears transferred into the system poison. Now your brain is very smart, you have wisdom. But mipiv dato tvuna. This is what the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or a person can give you when you hear Dvar Torah or you own Dvar Torah. When you say, it says, this is only when you behave and you do it in a positive way. But if Hashem, a person does a negative thing, it says, blocks the whole thing. It says, they should know that this is when Mashiach will come. The Gemara says, it's the Pasuk in Zechariah. It says in Rosh Hashanah. And this is, we say in the Tefillah three times a day, Tekah b'shofar gadol l'cheruteno. I says, how do you know when Mashiach will come? I says, Mashiach will come? I have a text message. Somebody will text me. Mashiach is here. I says, no. Mashiach will come, you have to hear in your ear a shofar sound. You have to hear it in your ear. It says, V'ya b'yom ha'oi, Tekah b'shofar gadol, Navi Zechariah said. In that day, Mashiach comes, you can hear a shofar. He says, all the people around the world, they'll join, they'll come to Eretz Israel. Says the Gemara, before we left Egypt, Moshe Rabbeinu, Am Israel was scattered all over Egypt. Says they came to Ramses. Says the Gemara, how did they know how to come? Says the Gemara, Moshe said something. Moshe never screamed. Moshe said, and the wolves can travel and go until they hit the ear of a person. And he heard, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, listen, time to go. Exodus, redemption, let's go. He said, where are we going? Nobody had GPS. Moshe told everybody, Ramses. And says, the Gemara, all over Egypt, the Jewish people heard Moshe's voice. And because Moshe's mouth was, it's called Malchut, Moshe was a king. And it says, the words of Moshe traveled, penetrated in the ears of the people. It says, it's called Mipiv Datut Buna. It says, that's the power of the mouth. And the power of the ear is so-called to get you and to lead you and to find a solution for your problem. So it's the Gemara, you know, Mashiach will come. How do you know Mashiach comes? It's nothing to do with anything else. Just have to hear it in your ear. He says, what are you going to hear? You're going to hear a shofar. He says, how about text? No, you don't understand. To have Ruach HaKodesh, to understand and to figure out things is only if you hear something. That's the power of the ear that the Gemara says if you made somebody deaf, it means you destroy the person. You killed him, nothing. So even by mistake, or not by mistake, I made him deaf. But he can walk, he can have a job, he can do anything. The man is a genius. He doesn't understand. He says, genius doesn't help. It is how a genius can function. Said, a smart person has no bread. Who has bread? If his brain works, if he can figure out things, that you get via the Torah, if the Torah penetrates inside you, you'll never make a wrong decision, you're never going to make a mistake. It says, the Gaon Mivilna, you have a question? It says, go learn now for 3 hours Torah without stopping, and say it with your mouth. Say it with your mouth here, listen for the words of Torah that came from your mouth. But your mouth has to be pure. It says, you never said Lashon Hara. You never said bad things. It says, it comes from your mouth. Words of Torah, you hear them. You hear them, it travels from your mouth to your ear, penetrates inside your system, open up your brain, heals your system, heals your body. It says, now you know what to do in your lifetime. It says, Mashiach will come, you have to hear a shofar. It says, the shofar is from the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, Bashofar Itka. says Navi Yechezkel, Hashem is going to blow the shofar. He says, Mipiv, from the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's called Da'at Tvuna. He says, come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those sounds will give you higher level of wisdom. It's called Tevuna and Da'at. He says, this is what we really pray. It says, you have to have wisdom, right? But you have to have understanding how to figure out that's called Bina. Da'at means Ruach HaKodesh. It says, that's what Hashem wants to give you. That you get from the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, when you hear it something, it says, the Gemara says, this is what you have. It says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, one opinion in the Gemara. It says, you have to hear it. It says, Shema Yisrael. It says, why I have to say Shema Yisrael? I have to hear it. Because when you say the word Shema Yisrael, if you hear it, penetrates inside the system. Penetrates inside the system, opens up your brain. And says, now you're going to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Chachamim said, the whole idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and gave us the Torah is when Hashem appeared and spoke. He gave us the Torah that's called Chochmah. Ki Chochmatchem. He says the Torah is a wisdom. Now to use it is only via our ears. When we heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai, that opened up our brain. Those words healed us. And until today, this scientist said, if you have good ears, you go on Har Sinai, Jabal Musa, and you go in the Sinai Mountain, you can hear certain sounds. Because the Torah says, Kol Gadol Velo Yasaf. The Kadosh Baruch Hu said, those words that I said will continuously go and go and go. It says, for what Hashem does it? It says, because this is the hour for Hashelema. It's the same, Shamua Tishma. The Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, I mean, listen, go tell them those words, not one extra word. It's like medicine. When a doctor tells you, take Zipac, he says one pill today, one pill tomorrow, he says, medicine. I'll take three pills today. He says, no, it's not good for you. Okay, I'll take half a pill. It's not good for you. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell them. Im shamu al tishmu. He says, those words, just tell them those words will penetrate inside them. It's going to open the brain. Am Yisrael heard it, said, Yo Moshe, we understand very well, but if it's so powerful, we would like to hear it from Hashem, not just from you. He said, we want to hear from Hashem. The words that will come so-called from Hashem's mouth is mipiv, from the mouth of Hashem, is that Tvuna. Rami said, this is the power of Torah. When you learn Torah, what it means is the Torah talks to you. When you're going to say the words of Torah, it says the words of Torah will generate, will manufacture, will bring you, what we call Holy Wind, Ruach HaKodesh, will bring you, what we call Tvuna. It says understanding how to figure out the things. And that's the purpose. That's what the Torah says. It complies the same thing. Itro and the Torah is the same thing. That's what Hashem wrote it in the Torah. Just to tell you the power of Itro, because he was able to use his ears in the right way. He says, when you hear something, don't just stay on the surface. Oh, that's what I heard, that's what I heard. It says you have to sift it. You have to think, what are the news? What is Kriyat Yam Suf? Itro says, oh, Kriyat Yam Suf means there's Hashem. It says Hashem made it. He says, Hashem made it. He says, he wants to convert. He wants to convert. He says, Torah will tell you, all of Israel go to welcome Itro. Moshe bow down to him. Moshe will kiss him. Moshe bring him to the tent. Moshe will tell him. Moshe will tell him. He'll hear Moshe Aminu talks. He says, Shekhinah Mdaber Tov Gono. He says, the Shekhinah talks from Moshe Aminu. He says, Baruch Hashem. Thank God. He says, because he was able to use his ears and he got via his ears some kind of messages from the words that he heard that made his brain function. He says, this is the power of this guy. Itro, and that's what the Torah says, it's the same idea. When Hashem gave us the Torah, it's the same exact thing. He says, the Torah was given to us as a privilege, as a medicine, as so-called an opening machine to open up our brain, to make understand the real purpose of creation and what Hashem wants from us. And it's like Kadosh Baruch Hu said, at the end of the world, it's the ear again. I says, if you remember, it's like Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he punishes Adam HaRishon, and he told him, listen, what did you do? He says, Ki shamata lekol ishtecha. He says, you heard, you listened to your wife. He says, Hashem didn't tell him, you ate from the tree. Hashem told him, you listened to your wife. He said, what's the problem? He said, if you listen, the same way Chava listened to the snake, if you listen to the wrong things, there's a blockage. There's a blockage in the system. This is your problem. The problem is not that you didn't listen to me. When you don't listen to me, what it means is you do what you want. It means you heard something else. You have a blockage in your system. And it says to open the system is only via Torah, via saying it, says the Gemara, with your mouth. And that's a guarantee, says the Gemara, the no sickness ki ani Hashem rofecha, the Mashem Kamra Meminamin.